Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
I want to invite you out. You're not the legion. You're not the one that's possessed with the spirit who lives in graveyard. You're not the one that cuts yourself with rocks and cry in the tombs. We all grieve and difficulty happens to all of us, but we must escape this paradigm that once we've lost something or God allows it to turn to ash, we're supposed to glorify the ash. No, you bring your ash to God.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Beauty for Ashes. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3.
Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 through 3. It is on the screen. I'll read it in your hearing. The Spirit of the Lord, or the Sovereign Lord, is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me, or commissioned me, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives, and the release from darkness from the prisoners, or for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness, hallelujah, instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair or heaviness. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. I want you to look close at verse 3 and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Hallelujah. I want to share some thoughts with you from this subject, Beauty for Ashes, part 2. Father, I give you praise for the first installment in the Beauty for Ashes message. I pray now that as we reclaim our delight, Father, our joy in you, I pray that the joy of the Lord would be the strength of the people of God during this season and time, even for those who are in despair. Thank you for the trade, that we're trading our sorrows and trading our pain and our shame and laying them down for the glory and the joy of the Lord. Even now, I pray for strength to teach, but also willing ears to hear, a mind to comprehend. Give us a heart to receive and a spirit to contain your word. We will give you praise for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you shake yourself for a moment? I'm going to keep doing it until y'all shake it with me. Shake it, baby. Shake it, baby. Ooh, ooh, shake it. All right. Y'all need to loosen up. I know I came in solemn, but I'm ready to teach now. So we need to transition. Let's give him a praise for his goodness. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm moving smoothly. I need you to move with me. All right. Yeah. Glory to God, hallelujah. There will be a trade out as I'm teaching. You got to give God your ash if you want his beauty. Glory to God. I command you to give up ash. Glory. I command you to give up ash. even in this moment. I'm taking oversight of the cremation. I'm taking oversight of that which has died and is dead, yet the ash remains. I'm taking oversight over that which is decayed, yet the ash remains in your life. And you're still dealing with ashy issues and smearing yourself with ashy issues, and you're allowing the ash to even flow over into what you drink and what you eat. But I command and decree that an end to the ash is here, and the beauty of the Lord will be exchanged out. It's not even an equal exchange. It's not even equal. Who would give beauty for ashes? Ash should attract ash. Woo, Jesus. Ash should attract ash. But God says, if you give me your ash that stinks and smells, I will exchange it for something beautiful. Hallelujah. And I decree that that exchange will not come through frustration. Today, give it up. Today, give it up. Give up your ashy life and take on the beauty of the Lord and the splendor of our God. Hallelujah. The brilliance of God is coming to your life. Hallelujah. Intellect is coming. A sharpness is coming back to your thinking. Glory to God. You're not going to drink this stuff anymore. You're moving into another dimension. And I'm laying track for what I need to teach. And I need you to go with me this morning. Clap your hands, all ye people, and say hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. That doesn't seem like an equal exchange. One is weightier than the other. One even blows in the wind. Beauty remains. It sticks. It clings. And so maybe you're sitting in this room, or maybe you're watching from the internet, or maybe you just strolled by and came into contact with Truth Revealed. And maybe you don't know what's about to happen, even in the north end of the county, and how ash will be exchanged for beauty. And maybe your stuff has piled up real big, but I believe the Lord is working with us this morning. And I believe that that hum and that beeping is going to stop. And I believe somebody is working on it, because the devil can't get me off track. I'm too connected. Oh my God. And every disturbance and distraction is going to be brought to nothing in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of fear and the fear of man in the name of Jesus. I cast it off of you. You're going to flow. You're going to move. God's going to work it out in your life. And maybe you're just strolling by. Maybe you're dealing with a broken dream or a broken promise in your life. I believe that God wants hope to rise up in your life. And maybe hope has been deferred, but I want you to count it all joy. Glory to God. I believe I'm in the book. It says count it all joy, even when you go through diverse or different types of situations. Trust in God. And I want you to know that God will use the trial that you've gone through to bring a cleansing and health to you again. And I believe God has a perfect purpose for your life. Please write it down. A perfect purpose for your life. He didn't make a mistake. We make mistakes, but God don't make mistakes. He has a perfect purpose for your life and has the power to exchange beauty for ashes. I don't know any agency in the world that will give you beauty for ashes, that which is cremated. I don't know any agent or agency in the world that would give you beauty if you turned in ash. Write it down. Difficulties come to all. But God has a purpose for everything. Difficulties come to all, but God has a purpose for everything that has occurred in your life. And He can exchange beauty for ashes. What is ash? Ash is that which emerges as new from something that has been destroyed. Something emerges as new from something that has been destroyed. So if something is destroyed, the ash is basically the new form of that which was destroyed. We glorify ashes more than we realize. If I were in Las Vegas and I demolished one of the casinos, most people, after it's demolished and another one is being built, they move from that site and they start patronizing the new casino. But that's not like most of us. When something is destroyed, we stay there on the site. We even go on the site and take that which is burned and smear ourselves with it. When God wants us to move into higher ground. Once it's burnt up, you got to learn to move from it. If you ever become an ordained pastor or leader or elder or minister of the gospel and you have to do a funeral, be the first to walk away from the gravesite after you have greeted the family. Because they need to understand that what you have lured, and I don't mean to be insensitive, but as a leader, you have to teach people how to start the grieving process. And one thing you can't do, old time preachers, especially Jerry Curl wearing Stacy Adams walking, Cadillac driving bishops and preachers over the years, want to stay with people all night and rub their arms and hands, and people think that's showing love, but really it's not showing love. Same person will cuss you out when you miss them. When you fail to do that, they'll cuss you out. Because we get accustomed to these things, but that's not, ain't no chicken, greasy chicken eating bishops in this house. I'm a modern day prophet. You're not going to put me in a box some kind of way and then throw me out when you don't like the box. You're not going to squeeze me and get all the lotion out of me and throw me away. I'm going to say something about it. And what I'm trying to say is that we have to teach people how to start the grieving process. And that's not easy. But the way you do it is to walk away. Especially after there's ash, earth to earth, ash to ash, and dust to dust. We will still love, but we can't stay in a graveyard. I want to invite you out. You're not the legion. You're not the one that's possessed with the spirit who lives in graveyards. You're not the one that cuts yourself with rocks and cry in the tombs. We all grieve and difficulty happens to all of us, but we must escape this paradigm that once we've lost something or God allows it to turn to ash, we're supposed to glorify the ash. No, you bring your ash to God. I know that sounds weird, but if you bring your ashes to God, let me say it that way because people will think I'm cussing. Bring your ashes to God. Oh my God. That sounds weird when it came out. But it's the same way. Bring your donkeys to God. They'll try to pull away from you, but bring it up. And guess what? When you bring it to God, the donkey can't go up the worship. You got to leave the donkey or the ass at the base of the mountain if you're going to climb the worship. You're not supposed to take inferior things to the top of the mountain. Because the donkey can't worship. Glory to God. Neither can ashes. It will never worship. Yet it has voices. It will speak to you of the former form. It will speak to you of that which hurt you the most. It will speak to you of that which symbolizes something beautiful that took place in your life, and it turned. And this is why you got to leave it at the base of the mountain, because it will never worship. It only reminds you of the former season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so this is expressions. This is the expression that's alluded to the legendary what we call the phoenix. You may have heard me. I've said this to only a few people in my life, that you will rise as the phoenix. Glory to God. And the phoenix, if you look at it, it's mythology, but it is a bird in Greek mythology. It may not be Greek, but it's in mythology. It is a bird that supposedly was burned, and out of the ash it arose. Glory to God. Let me just speak the phoenix in the house of the Lord today. Glory to God. It is not, I'm not trying to be mythological, get into myths and things of that nature, but I want you to just get it, because people all around the world may not know nothing about resurrection, but what they heard was the phoenix. And I want to get those of you that like horoscopes and stuff like that, and things in the world that you look to draw down your information when you're going through hard times. You need to let them go. Hallelujah. So I'm raising up something for you to go after, to look at just for a moment. But I'm going to push you to a grave that's empty. Hallelujah. And the ash that was there was turned to beauty. And because he was risen from the dead, you can expect God to never leave you in corruption or decay. He will bring you out as well. Glory to God. So you will rise like the phoenix. But the phoenix points to something. Glory to God. So God is going to renew your strength. He's going to renew your mind. He's going to give you beauty for ashes. Write it down. Ashy memories. Ash has memory. The ash of our lives are things we would rather not smell or rather not look at. The cremated parts. We might like to pretend that they never existed, but they have existed in our lives, and at one time it had form. They are real. They remind us of paths that we took that were wrong paths. They remind us of hurts that others have inflicted on us, even hurts from our own actions. It reminds us of people who were in our lives that caused us to burn. Even by fire or by anger. It reminds us of seasons when we were self-righteous. But I decree and declare that you will rise like the phoenix. As I share with you, a mythical bird that is consumed by fire and it rises out of the ashes. The early church used this term, and this is why I'm using it today. I didn't want to get ahead of myself, but the early church used this term to rise like the phoenix as it shared and as it began to take new territories, because it directly points to an empty tomb in Israel, because Jesus rose like the ash or like the phoenix. He was crucified, he was buried, and then he rose from the dead on the third day. It points to resurrection power. And I just speak to resurrection power, not to mythology, but to resurrection power. And I want some of you that are really tied to heavens and tied to horoscopes and other things and crystals and things that you're tapping into to come out of that And let's get back to the power of the Holy Ghost. Let's come back to the house of God. Many of our young people are exploring things. They got it at the fingertips. They can Google it. Even in our Sunday school, men's summer school, one of the brothers was sharing with us that his young son at 9 years old knew all about transgender and things that are happening, cis and terms like that, with regard to that at nine. And he was shocked over it. He shared it with the group. He said, "How did you learn all of that?" He says, "I Googled it." That's what the nine-year-old is saying. And many of you get offended when I use terms in the book, and I've been in the preaching moment, and I'm trying to clean my act up. But you got to understand that the filth is already infiltrating your house with young kids. Now, we're getting reports that 4- and 5-year-olds are trying to date. We're getting reports that 4- and 5-year-old, 4- and 5th graders are actually engaged into activities at in the 5th grade, 4th grade, okay? So while you're sitting there and you want to shut down preachers, I've been saying you need to go in your room and check your kids out, because the enemy, you gave them a cell phone called I, but you didn't investigate. You didn't know what you were passing on. You got to see that apple has a bite out of it. It's trying to point you back to a garden. It's trying to point you to a garden that which is forbidden is now released to you. And while you're playing games, your kids are seeing full movies. While you home trying to find yourself diva-ing up. I'm diva. Trying to find your way. Kids are being exposed at an alarming rate. You got to understand something here. We're in critical mass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I wouldn't just get up. I'm telling you, I'm not the kind of person that would get up and just say anything. I'm more polished than that. When I started preaching, I'm down to the text. But I realized when I stood here that I'm going to miss a whole generation unless I shake it. Shake it, baby. And I got to get up here and get some attention to some things that he's showing me, because many believers don't understand it. And they get shocked when they're 17, but it happened when they were 7. And all you got to do is investigate and stop talking about what my child won't do. They will shock you. Oh, my God. And I believe it's important for us to be on the job. Can the church say amen? So the phoenix points to the resurrection of the body. Look at Psalm 91, verse 11. It'll be on the screen in a moment. "For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you up, to guard you in your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone." Now, who quoted this scripture? Satan quoted it. That's why you got to understand, devil know the Bible too. So just because you know the Bible don't mean you got victory. The devil quotes this to Jesus when he's being tempted of the devil in Matthew chapter 4 and in Mark chapter 1. He quotes this to Jesus when he says to Jesus, cast yourself down, for the scripture says the angels will uphold you and bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. He's coming right out of Psalm 91. So the devil is here. He knows the word. Jesus had to use word. You don't tempt the Lord your God. And neither will the Lord allow himself to be tempted of you and find himself locked in a box and locked in eternal childhood because he bows down to worship you. Yes, the scripture does say that. It does say that, but coming from the wrong entity twists it. And you can't use the word to fit your genre. A lot of people like to get scriptures to fit their mess. Satan is using scripture to align it with what he wants, which is to dethrone the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Once you know truth, don't use the Bible to come the back way to make yourself feel good about it. Can the church say amen? But I want you to see this because we are the body of Christ and he rose from the dead, everything connected to him will rise as well. So, for he will command his angels concerning you, put your name there, to guard you up in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone, which means everything that happened to you, God has a heavenly host to not only lift his son up, Jesus, but anyone connected with Jesus can claim this scripture. That God is going to lift you up. Let me prophesy. You will not plummet to the depths. You will rise in the midst of this ashy situation. And your children will rise. And I'll preach myself happy.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Beauty for Ashes, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2408-0408. That's reference number 2408-0408.
Trim Nation, it is time to donate and make a difference. The Ministry of Education is currently taking donations of book bags filled with school supplies for each grade level in preparation for the back-to-school giveaway on Saturday, August 10th at 10 a.m. For details, email moe@truthrevealed.org. Summer break is almost ending, and the popular back-to-school sales tax holiday will begin on Monday, July 29th. Get ready to take advantage of the tax exemption on certain items, including clothing, footwear, personal computers, and certain computer-related accessory through Sunday, August 11th. Youth Church is in full swing. Connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high-energy environment where they can be mentored and grow together every Sunday at 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us.
Join us for an inspiring evening with Focus Young Adult Ministry on Friday, August 23rd at 7 o'clock p.m. Scan the QR code in the foyer to discover a welcoming community, engaging group discussions, and more.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.